You big Red Sox fan?
No.
Oh, I knew it. So okay, you love the Yankees?
No.
Red Sox or Yankees, Adam?
I don't like either. Blue Jays Red
Sox,
all the way.
Red Sox or Yankees?
American League East. You can't cheer
Red Sox
for
or
another.
Yankees. That's all you have. Red Sox or Yankees?
No. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay. That's your two choices. Red Sox or Yankees. If you don't like the Red Sox, you must love the Yankees.
Okay. Yankees.
So you hate the Red Sox?
Yes.
And scene.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to episode 505 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
I didn't really think you were a Yankees or a Red Sox fan.
Okay.
You get what I'm. Did you understand what that little improv was about?
No. No.
America.
Okay. Can only be one or the other.
I was summing up America right there.
Gotcha.
Not making us political. I just... Maybe I'm making it political. I don't get it. I don't get it. I honestly, have you watched the news? Do you watch the news?
No, almost never.
I don't watch the news either. We don't actually get the news here, like the CNN or anything like that. But obviously online, you can see what's going on.
Yeah, I try to avoid that as well, as much as I can.
Yeah, I'm thinking of burning my computer.
Yeah.
It's probably the best.
It's no social media. Try never to read email. I'm trying to think of what else I do. Don't talk to people.
Do you know how you can tell if an email is junk mail or not?
How?
It's an email.
Good call, yeah.
That's my filter. If it goes into my email app, I don't read it.
Okay.
That's not true. I do read the occasional Two Hosers email because that's still a viable means. But honestly, the communication has really moved away from email, I think.
Yeah, I think I think there's a lot of other outlets to get information to and from people. Yeah, there's lots of apps now that, you know, use for sports and for work and blah blah blah, but yeah, I agree. A lot less meaningful email now.
Yeah. So there's that. I'm just saying that like it seems like everyone that I read about it, it's forced to choose between the Black Lives Matter or the kid who shot those people in Wisconsin. Like, you got to pick one of those.
Oh, it's really boiled down to that now.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, I don't like the Yankees or the Red Sox. You know, maybe I like the Mariners. Maybe I like basketball. Maybe I don't even like sports. Who are you? Why are you on my lawn? That's where I'm at. So... I don't know. I don't get it. I would like it if nobody was in the streets with guns.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a good plan.
Controversial take?
Yeah.
Was I just canceled?
Yeah.
Oh no, I knew it. I knew it. All right. Canon or Nikon, Adam, go.
Canon.
Okay.
Just because I have that.
Well, you have Fuji though.
That's true, but you didn't give me that as an option.
No, yeah, Canon. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, Sony or Nikon?
Sony.
This could go a while. Pepperoni pizza or Hawaiian?
Ooh, pepperoni. I like pepperoni.
Yeah, I actually like Hawaiian pizza. I do too.
I like it too. I just would definitely be a second choice behind pepperoni. I like pepperoni sausage too. Yeah.
Hamburger and onion is pretty good.
Yeah, that's
sausage
true.
And onion.
Sausage and onion is good. Yeah.
Okay, so we solved it.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everybody. We solved it. Just be a Mariners fan. That's what I'm telling you. Be a Mariners fan.
Yeah.
Ichiro's fine. Is he still playing? I think so. He should come back.
Probably. I think he's probably playing somewhere.
Amazon.
Yeah.
If you need... Stuff. What are we talking about? Stuff.
Photography.
if you need anything, really, Amazon. I buy a lot of things. I just bought, what did I buy on Amazon? Oh, you know what I bought the other day? There's no way you're going to guess this.
No, I'm not going to wager a guess.
No. I bought a wind-on lens hood for my 30mm lens.
Sure, why not?
Well, the many, many, many moons ago, so I have like, it has the like the regular lens hood that it comes with, right? Like the...
Right, yeah.
What is it called? The flower?
Yeah, yeah.
Leaf? Yeah. Overleaf?
Sure. We get it. Not the completely round one. It's kind of got the little... Yeah, I'm going to say flower.
But the one that comes
petal,
with it.
Petal. It has the petals.
Yeah. The petals. I think it's probably called the petals.
Yeah.
And so... So I have that one, obviously, but long time ago, I didn't drop it, but it banged on something like the lens cap did while it was on the lens and snapped a little piece of the outside of the lens off. And so actually, our lawyer buddy also, he had the exact same lens and someone else dropped his and broke the same piece off coincidentally. So it could be a flaw. I don't know. Point being, it broke off, and so the lens hood, it would fit on, but over time, like, you know, it would just kind of wear down, and now it just falls off 95% of the time. So it's a hassle.
Gotcha.
Unusable, because it's not like you can replace the lens cap. Lens cap, or the lens hood is fine. I also lost the lens cap, too, a long time ago. So, you know, I'm out of luck. But that's my beater camera lens combo. And so I want to take it around with me everywhere I go without having to worry about getting the front element, you know, scuffed up and dirty, scratched, whatever. And it's one of those ones that's, I don't know if you remember that lens because you had it for a while, right?
Yeah.
But it's that element is very close to the front. Like it doesn't have, it's not recessed like, say, the 50mm 1.8 on the Canon.
Yeah.
So for a long time, I was just like, all right, I'm just kind of making do with the lens hood. And then when we went camping, I thought, oh, here's what I'm going to do. And this should actually be a thing, but maybe it's probably, if I'm saying it, it's already a thing somewhere. But what I did was I took a lens cloth, like a microfiber one, and basically put it over the lens and held it on with a rubber band to act as a de facto lens cap for like when we're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you could obviously wipe the lens down with it.
Right.
So I'm guessing they must have ones that are made like that, right?
I'm going to guess so, yeah.
I think they should. If they don't, they should. And it should be 18% gray as well so that you can...
Sure. It's like a multi-tool, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pull this part of the episode out and then make those ourselves and sell 8 copies and retire somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere cheap, obviously. But anyways... Yeah. So I was doing that, and then I was like, you know what? Why don't I invest the money? And I'm gonna go look at a lens cap and just try to get one of those little pinch lens caps. It got to be about $5 on Amazon. Turns out they're a little bit more. But so I said, oh, you know what? I found the lens hood, the wind down one, much like the ones that we have for our X100, like the little metal ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Except this one, like that one's two pieces. Like there's a wind on, and then the outer bayonet clicks on, right?
Yeah.
Well, this one that I got, it's just wind on only, but that's all I need it for. I just need it to absorb stuff smashing into the front element. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
So it was like, I think it was $10 and with free shipping, of course. And it included yet another lens cloth, which I'll probably throw in the garbage, but... It also a pinch lens cap came with it. I didn't even know that. That was an added bonus. I found.
Yeah, those like those. I'm a fan.
Yeah. So anyway, I probably won't use that either. Like so, but now I now have the new lens hood. Got it on Amazon. If you need one, click through our site. Help us out.
Right.
All right. What is going on, Adam?
I got a new camera.
Wait, what?
Well, a new phone. Which is a new camera.
Oh, did you get... Oh, okay. Nikon?
Nope. A new iPhone. I wasn't even intending to get a new phone, but we wanted to upgrade our data, like I have a shared plan. And
what is... Okay. What is the data plan cost in Vancouver?
To be honest, I don't even know anymore. Like, we went through so many different like situations. But anyways, I wanted more data. I don't know, because we've got three phones on the plan and then a shared data. And data, I guess, is just getting cheaper and cheaper. So we had like 6 gigs to share between three of us. And then I think what happened was the price of data just dropped significantly. So for a small amount more, I want to say like $15 more a month, we could go from 6 gigs to 20 gigs.
Woo!
And then I guess the promotion was that, okay, they want you to upgrade and they want you to kind of lock in for a contract, 2 years, whatever. And in order to get you to do that, because now all the other competitors, like, I don't know how it works in Germany, but everyone tries to pull you over to there. Like, you know, new services are popping up from different companies. Like here, Shaw's a big one. Like they're our like internet provider. But anyways, they're trying to get people on their cell phone service. So they're trying to, you know, lure people over. So then the other companies, in our case, Telus, you know, is trying to get you to stay there. So they're offering good deals. So for the increase to 20 gigs, they're like, we'll throw in, to sweeten the deal, we'll throw in a new iPhone, not the newest, not the iPhone 11 or whatever, but the one before that. So I got the iPhone XR, and and I was like, okay. And because, I mean, if I could go online and buy it for, I don't know, $600-700, whatever it sells for new, but I wasn't going to do that anyways. I was perfectly fine with my iPhone 7, but for increasing the plan anyways, I'm like, all right, I'll take this. And, you know, do the math on the 2 years plan, and it's still an extraordinarily cheap device. So
nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to try it out. My wife already had that phone. She's part of her work that she has that phone. So I knew how good the camera was. It is a massive upgrade in the camera.
It's the one that you submitted like 2 weeks ago, that photo.
Yes. So that's her photo. But I mean, that photo, that camera in low light is extraordinary. So that's really where those newer phones sing. So I'm kind of excited to play around with it and see what kind of photos I can get. So there you go.
Nice.
New phone, new camera.
I have the phone texting and data plan here as well. We have it in Germany. Because I don't know, they have all the big companies like T-Mobile, I guess, is probably one. Vodafone. Sure. I'm just looking at whatever's in the front of a soccer team's uniform. That's basically how I know the big companies.
Okay.
I have a different carrier. So here's what I get here. Phone texting, obviously. 3 gigabytes of data. And that's all over Europe. There's no roaming except for Switzerland for some reason.
Okay.
So you show up in France, whatever, you're just no roaming fees at all. And that costs $8 a month.
Yeah, and I think in Canada, we were reading that we have, I don't know if it's just BC or if it's more Canada-wide, we have like the highest costs for data.
Yeah.
So I think it's starting to come down, like based on how much you're getting and for not really any price, much of a price increase. But at the same time, still, when you compare it to, you know, other countries, we're still paying way more for data than everywhere else in the world. So I don't know why that is.
Who knows? It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, anyways, there you go. That's what it costs over here. Moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have to, that's buy your own camera. So, and that's a month to month too. Like I say, there's no contract there. Basically.
And that was the upside always here. I just kind of bought my phones and then added them to a plan. Well, appears that they're trying to deter people from doing that. So there's very little difference now. So that was the whole thing. It's like, all right, so you thought you were going to save there. We're just going to basically make it cost you the same or pretty darn close to it, to the point where you stop buying your phones elsewhere and just get them from us. Yeah.
Yeah. They want customer loyalty. I'm more of a, like, I look at my cell phone like Don Draper, just no contract.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I live my life. What would Don Draper do?
Yeah.
All right. I went plum picking today. Did you?
Oh, no, I did not. And I will probably not do any fruit picking ever.
Plum, actually, in the grand scheme of things, plums, totally reasonable.
Okay.
We have a little, I wouldn't even call it an orchard because it's very small. Like, we have a small plot of land that we have, little ways from our place. And we have a few trees there. Like, there's an apple tree, cherry tree, pear tree, and plums and something else. I forget. I don't even really remember. But today is so cherries. We picked cherries about a month ago when they were ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. I don't know. Have you ever been cherry picking besides hockey? I've seen you play hockey.
Yeah. No actual cherry picking.
For our listeners, cherry picking in hockey is the guy who doesn't play defense. He just hangs around center and just yells, "Hey, I'm open," waiting for the pass.
Try to get the breakaway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, cherry picking is the worst. You gotta get up on the ladder and pick each thing. Like it's terrible. It is awful. And I don't not like cherries. I just don't like them that much.
Right.
Right. Like if someone shows up at my house and says, "Hey, I brought cherries," I'm like, "Yeah, all right. We'll eat those in the yard, but not in the house." That's the extent of my. So anyway, so that's no fun. The pears are fine. I don't know, whatever. But the plums, it's awesome because you basically just put a tarp down, and you have this big pole. You go up, you grab a branch, and just shake, and they all fall down like hail. And then you just kind of scoop them up, and that's it. That's how you pick them.
Okay,
it's kind of awesome. Sounds
like fun. Yeah.
I don't even like plums, though, that much. I mean, plums are fine. Like, if you had a plum tree in your backyard, you'd eat two plums a day. You'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
But you're not bragging to your friends about your plum tree.
Yeah, if you get just the right plum, I'm a big fan. It has to be kind of like, the firm and really kind of tart ones, like the sour ones. I like those.
Yeah, that's what we have. I'll mail you a couple.
They should be good, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be all right. So there's that. Well, so the big thing over here is they make this plum cake, kvetch, what it's called, kvetchkin or something like that, and so that's fine. But you can't eat that. We have a kitchen full of plums right now, so we can't eat all of these. But then my wife's dad, he makes the like plum liqueur, homemade.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I always have paintbrushes that need cleaning, so it kind of works.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
It is fire. It is absolute fire. I still drink it because why not? Why wouldn't you? But it is honestly turpentine.
Okay.
There you go. In other news, I bought the flooring I talked about last week.
Yeah.
Just for my office. We're just doing a test run. Just doing my office only. So we'll see. About 100 square feet, something like that.
Can't wait.
Install to come. I'm pretty excited. But there's a lot involved. First time out, you know, we'll see how it goes. You got to see how the office is once we're done. Maybe the podcast will be, I don't know if it'll sound better, but hopefully it'll be more interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's that. And then really at this point, just enjoying the last bits of summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How is it there? Is that what you like? Cause you got Labor Day coming up, right?
Yeah, weather's looking good, I think, for the next stretch. So, yeah, I think it should be nice.
It finally came back here. We had a nice day. Well, obviously a nice day of plum picking. You don't want to do that in cold weather. But but last week, last Friday, whatever it was, went to baseball practice with my son. It was 38 degrees Celsius, which is hot.
Wow. Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, 5 days later, it was 14.
Hmm.
Now, I'm an old man complaining about the weather. However, that's weird, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a big swing. Yeah.
That's a big swing. People are putting pants on. I wore pants for the first time this summer. I wasn't happy about it. Okay, there you go. Weird temp swings.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, I've taken a vacation from photography. So I shot my monthly challenge, probably... I don't know, three weeks ago. And then, other than the photo challenges, that's been it. So I've been busy.
Even with a new camera?
Just got it yesterday. So haven't really tinkered around with it. So haven't done any photos. There was a little bit for baseball, but no, it's been photography on hold. So I'm going to try to get back to something this weekend.
It's been a weird summer for that.
Yeah, I haven't shot any portraits or anything. So, I mean, yeah, I'd like to do something like a back-to-school photo or something for my kids.
Oh, boy. Are you in luck?
Okay.
Are you in luck?
That's the challenge? Is that the challenge?
Oh, yeah, it is. Uh-huh. This week's challenge. I did it specifically for you.
Okay.
Because we go back to school a week later here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tee it up for I'm tee it up for. I'll do mine. It's spoiler alert for later in the episode. I'll do mine a week early just for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there you go. Get you off the bench.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, it was. It's been a strange summer. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, obviously, you're doing different things. I thought about it because every year for Christmas, I give the in-laws and my parents and my sister, they get a calendar of my kids from and they get a photo from each the corresponding month from the previous year.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So May 2019 will be a picture of May 2018. That kind of thing. It goes through, and I generally try to have a picture of the two of them. I don't always have a good one, so you know, maybe it'll be like 8 pictures of the two of them, and then 2 each on their own. Right? That's how I balance it out.
Sure.
I'm thinking this year they're getting a picture of cats or a calendar of cats. This is nothing, because like I'm just looking at the months, and I'm like, we just didn't do the things that we normally do.
Right.
Or is there a malaise? Like I wouldn't even think there's a malaise in general, like in life. Like so my kids are handling, and my wife and everybody, we're all handling this fine. Like we barely know that there's a pandemic here where we are. So, but yet we're still not doing all the things. So I don't know what it is.
I think it's just that the last 6 months have kind of blended together as more or less kind of the same month in and month out. And that's probably where, you know, I'm not taking photos because it's just all more or less seems like the same.
Yeah, that sounds about right here, too.
The weather got nicer, but we still aren't doing a ton of stuff. And we're certainly not out at the PNE and like all the things, like you said, that we do. We're kind of around our house a lot, and we see the same couple of people, you know, with the activities we do. And so it's just like, all right, we kind of covered that. Like we covered that 3 months ago. So what's worth taking a photo of that's different? And so I think part of why I haven't taken a lot of photos.
Yeah.
My kids in the living room. That would be, you know.
Here's a kid on. Oh, it's the new iPhone though. So there you go.
Yeah. I'll take a photo of that.
Yeah, that'll translate. Then, but that's it. Then you're done.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I do feel the same. You know that. Yeah, but I did take my son and his buddy. His buddy was over the other day, and we had to go for went for a walk. And when I say we went for a hike in the woods. Every so often, I hike into the woods and dump all my sawdust from my shop.
Okay.
So I don't know what the protocol is to actually get rid of it. How do you get rid of your sawdust, Adam?
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Wind take it, yeah.
Yeah, the neighbors love that.
Yeah. I wait for a windy day, and then I just basically...
Yeah, you say that, except for when we went camping, I had a bunch of sawdust and didn't have time to go dump it, so I didn't want it sitting in the house. That's a bit of a hazard. And so I had left it outside, and the windstorm came up and blew it all over the stairs.
Oh, okay.
So don't do that. The wind is not... The wind's not good for sawdust. It'll cry Mary, but it's not good for sawdust.
Okay.
So anyway, so yeah, generally I have a spot out in the woods where I just sort of quietly hike out there and dump it behind a tree, which I'm probably going to be arrested now.
Yeah, now that you've said it,
it's sawdust though. It's of it should.
It's
it should.
Nature. You're taking it back to nature.
Plus, it's not my problem. Right. So anyway, so we went for a hike, and I was like, you know what? I'm bringing my camera. I'll bet you're going to get some cool light. So I just shot a couple of photos of my son and his buddy in the woods. So there's 2 woods photos of them.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, I see them.
Yeah, there they are. Yay. They're in the woods with the sticks.
We got smiley faces.
Yeah. They look like they're explorers. They're conquering new ground.
Yeah. Why do the was friend 7, but why do 7 6-year-olds, why do they have such an obsession with sticks?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they all want to be Gandalf.
I don't think they know who that is.
Okay. They don't even know that they want to be Gandalf, but they want to be Gandalf, yeah.
They're going to be. So, anyways, yeah, that's the 40D with the 70-200, my new beater combo. Love it. Kind of love it.
Yeah. Good overcast light, it looks like, and Nice, yeah, it was decent. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it was decent. But what I like about shooting with the 70 to 200 is that, like, the shot of the two of them walking towards the camera, like, I am way away. Like, I'm far away from them. And just being able to then zoom in and compress that and kind of still get that wide shot with that lens, I think it looks pretty cool. You're not getting that with your new iPhone, Adam.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
You wasted your money. You blew it. Yeah. You blew it.
Take your word for it.
Nice job. Although I can't make a phone call with my 40D, turns out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you talk on the phone.
Or play Angry Birds or something, yeah.
Do you have games on your phone?
No, I'm not a phone games guy.
Okay.
My phone is really just text, and I don't really make a lot of phone calls on it. It's mostly a text machine, and then if I want to, you know, look anything up. So that's kind of the use for my phone. Check the score of the hockey game. You know, who won in the NBA last night? Like that's my use for my phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Photo challenge / topic for this week's episode is our monthly challenge for August. Couldn't remember. That's how everything's blurring together, Adam. I couldn't remember what month we just finished. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe we're in September.
Mm-hmm. We are. It's official.
The next month, that's Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be something this year.
Yeah. Last week, I was driving past, doesn't matter where I was driving, somewhere, and saw the farmer, like the spot where the farmers will put out their pumpkins. Like they put them out and just sell them. You just show up and they have a price list and you put money in the little can and that's how it goes. They're not even there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkins already out, ready for sale.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot less pumpkin sales this year, I think.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Halloween's not going to be a thing here. I don't know. What about your place?
Oh, no. Pumpkins aren't really for Halloween here. It's more so for pumpkin soup. But yeah. It's for other stuff. But you're going to have Halloween.
No. Yeah, why? No way. You? It's not going to happen.
Really?
Strangers are not going to... I don't know how you would do it. It's
masks
not going to be
are built into the costume.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. You still are involving, for the most part, the going up to someone's door, stranger's door, and getting in close proximity. So people would be hucking candy from their window down to children. I don't see it happening.
Oh, no. That's pretty sad. Although your kids are kind of the age now where...
They'll survive. They'll survive.
Well, they should be done Halloween anyway.
Your son
probably got a year or two left.
Yeah, he's only going into grade six, so he would be all over Halloween this year.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last real Halloween year I had. I'm pretty sure it was grade seven.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you go to high school, I think it turns to like a party versus going trick-or-treating for the most part. Yeah. I think some people are bringing it back. You know, I did see some older kids doing it, but ultimately I think it's elementary school and then it moves to a party in high school.
No, I saw Karate Kid.
Oh yeah, Karate Kid, that's right. The shower.
Shower. Classic. Yeah. So anyways, photo challenge is for August was Evening Sky.
Right.
All right, so let's get into the listeners. We have eight, Adam. Eight of them.
Okay. All right.
Which I take as because I wear number eight, so I'm good. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm happy. It means less photos for me to talk about. So
it's good. Yeah, next month zero. Let's go with zero. Make
and
Adam
then I can
feel
just
better.
Talk about myself. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just show how his new phone works.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a tutorial if anyone wants to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my all right. So all right. First up is Pixelscaper. This is a 5-image overlap panorama.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. I like it. Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Oh, I just...
What did you think about it when you first saw it?
I thought that this looks like a, I don't know, advertisement or something. It sort of has that look where you could like sell something to go along with it. I don't know. The leading lines, I think it's...
That's selling insurance, this one.
The way that the light is kind of broken up through the trees and you got all these kind of neat kind of lines coming through, it looks super, super cool. But I also feel like it's something that I've seen before, but I don't know where I've seen it, but it seems familiar. Not that this particular image, but this kind of shot coming
through.
There's
one like it, and I saw this immediately and thought of a movie poster of a movie I never really saw.
Okay.
And I think I should have seen it.
Okay.
A movie called Big Fish.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I know the poster. I haven't seen the movie either, but I know it's kind of like a fantasy type movie, right?
Something like that. I never really saw it.
Yeah, I believe it's kind of in the fantasy genre.
I think it's Tim Burton. Isn't it Tim Burton? Yeah,
I think so. I think you're right. And it's kind of quirky and weird from what I understand. Again, have not seen it. But either way,
McGregor.
Good photo. Like the photo a lot. And my brain just sort of says, like, wow, this is interesting. I could, you know, look at this photo for a while, noticing different things. Yeah.
And well done on the 5-image overlap panorama. That kind of makes it. But it really, what it is to me is all the shadows coming at you in those photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really well done. Now, the rub here on this one, if I can say it, is this is not made for Instagram.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, look how small it is and the shape and all that stuff. Like, just now, that's fine. Part of the charm of us using Instagram, in my opinion, is that you don't need to post your giant images, your giant high-res images for people to steal.
Right.
So that's kind of what's nice about it. But I'll bet you, as good as this one looks here, it would look way, way better in the IKEA.
You know what? Before you said IKEA, that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, I wonder if IKEA would buy this. Like, this seems like something, you know, someone would put like in a massive print behind their sofa in their living room.
Yeah, it does.
Not so much a bathroom photo. But I'm thinking big living room. Whatever. What are those ones called? The stretched ones over the the canvas.
Yeah. Yeah. It would go right next to your Audrey Hepburn Breakfast at Tiffany's one that you get.
That's right. Yeah.
Just two for one.
My Pulp Fiction poster right next to that.
I wonder if my Pulp Fiction poster still exists in my dad's basement.
It probably does. Yeah.
I'm sure it does. It's up there. All right. Next up, we have Scott Borowy. Evening sky, clouds passing after a rainstorm. Clouds after a passing rainstorm. Let me rephrase that.
Okay. All right. This one is, it's okay to me. It's kind of plain.
It fits the category.
Yeah, it is evening sky. Yeah, it doesn't wow me. In the Instagram crop, I think, again, here probably hurts what the full image of this sky would be. But the foreground, which is kind of like, you know, trees and silhouette, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. It's kind of an awkward spot. It's cropped at. You see a cloud. You see a bit of sky. The sky doesn't really pop here. The clouds are the most interesting part of the image.
So you're saying, like, if there was a dollar store version of IKEA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
They wouldn't buy it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, shots fired. I'll send all your mail to Adam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, Scott, you're better than this, Scott.
Now, that, you know, it's funny. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I was gonna come in hot, except for we've seen multiple images that Scott has posted before that are much better. And so let me speak for Adam and myself at the same time by saying, okay, this is not great, but I think you know it's not great, and I've seen a lot of your other photos that are good.
And next week we're gonna or next month we'll have seven posting. Now we just lost one.
Seven, I think. Yeah, if each of us do four, then we'll. I'll check out those numbers. Might not match up, but I'll have to check those out.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. Next up, we got DMAC 14609.
Okay.
You pronounce the name of the bay first before I do it.
I'm reading it. Where is it? Where does it say?
Right under his name at the top.
Oh, no way. Irondequoit Bay?
It's Irondequoit.
Irondequoit
Bay. Isn't it?
I don't know. I'm assuming
it's
a Métis name.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's not going to be Irondequoit.
That's true. Probably not.
I have no idea. I'm actually just going. I'm just saying, like, that sounds both native and French. So I'm going to have to say that that's probably like some sort of a Métis name.
It's a great photo. I'm going to say that much.
It's a great name. Let's be honest. Yeah. But yes, no, I like this photo a lot.
Yeah. Just the, like, so again, you've got a paddler on the water, and just the where the horizon line is, where the, where the paddler is in the frame, sort of almost a bit of a rule of thirds going on here. Not exactly, but...
Not quite. Well, with the paddler, yeah, but with the horizon line...
No, it's like almost dead even. It's kind
of... Yeah, but here's the thing, is if you read the rule book, he breaks... This is against the rules, and mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. But again, I think that almost no matter how you crop this, it's the perfect time of day and a great sky, and where the... You know, where the sun is just dipping down beneath the horizon and the reflections and like so many different elements that are just super appealing to the eye that you could crop this any way you want. And it's a good photo.
It is. It is very well timed, etc. Now, this is the... Is this really 47 consecutive monthly paddles?
That's impressive.
Yeah. So coming up next month, September, will be four years of paddling every single month.
That's
at least,
impressive.
I'm assuming, like, in January or February, this is not going to be the same.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's impressive.
Maybe this guy likes paddling.
Yeah. What's it called when he carries his canoe from one lake to the other?
Is that portaging?
Portage! I want to see if you knew the French name for that.
Yeah.
I think there's no way you didn't know that, though.
No. It's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, you're a big Radisson and Grosjean fan, though. You've always have been. It's always been your thing. You're always like, yeah, gooseberries this, gooseberry. I was like, all right, enough with the Radisson bit.
Yeah, you know me.
The only thing I would change about this, the only one thing.
Okay.
I would move the camera probably a few millimeters higher just to frame the paddler's head in the water instead of the disappearing.
I wasn't even going to mention it. But I knew that you would have that feeling. I'm okay with it as is, but
I'm okay with it. It's totally fine.
Yeah, you're right. That was my first thought. Was I really like this photo? Yeah, I probably would have done the same. I would have. But again, it's
like
one of those
40th thought.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I could come up with as well. Would be just to have the outline of the head not mesh with the mountains in the background.
My first instinct is always. A, good photo. B, how can I knock this guy down a peg?
Right, exactly. Yeah. How can I let him know that I'm better than him?
Oh no. I would have got more of him in the more of the paddler in the trees. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. The reason I bring it up is because it's a mistake I continue to make to this day.
Yeah, me too. All the time.
Yeah. All right, next up is Mark's Berry. Sun setting behind our tent, looking good. Looks good for a summer sky. A little hot on the sun itself. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's not Frank Pang. That hashtag blowing up, trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
The not Frank Pang.
Not Frank.
I like this one. I like the way that the sun is playing off the darkness of the tent. Like the.
Yeah, I like it too. I think this one is one that probably speaks to campers. I would prefer this picture be of a hotel in the same light. other than that, I think it looks pretty cool. And I think in order to get enough light on the tent, the sky has to be blown out. So no biggie on the blown out sky.
Right. I mean, yeah, you could try to, angle it so you would get the reflection off the front little pretend windows of the tent.
Sure.
And that would be it. Everything else would be darkness, and maybe the tent poles would be there. But no, you get the kids sitting down there in front at this time of day. Like, this screams camping. Mm-hmm. So you capture everything there is about this. Next up is Mike Roskop. Hey, two hosers. I know the monthly challenge evening sky should include beautiful foreground elements. True. Like a lake or a landmark. Well, we've seen that. To be good. But it's also the time the kids go to bed. I mean, he brought kid. Kind in German is kid as well. So I'm assuming there's just a typo. Go to bed. So here's a quick photo from our balcony of the most beautiful evening sky we had.
Yeah, it looks good. I like it.
It's a beautiful evening sky. I do like the. I like the the ADAC. It's like the, what's it, what's your motor, BCAA, is that what it's called?
Sure.
When you pull over on the side of the road, there,
BCAA
comes. Yeah. I mean, I changed my own tires, but BCAA comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So ADAC, that's the, I think that's the one in Europe or Germany or wherever.
Great. Thanks for,
all I know is I had to give them $75 when I wanted to get my German, my British Columbia driver's license translated into German, I had to give them like $75.
Okay.
How do you translate name? Nama. Okay, great. $75, please.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. I feel like you can figure this out. It says Vancouver. You can figure out where I was born, probably. All right. Anyways, good to see them in the photo.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying my money. But that actually makes it like what actually makes this picture be not average is the reflection off the patio on the other side, and then the flashing on the bottom right hand corner of like the little roof bit.
Right.
Okay.
It's good. I like it.
It is tough. I mean, I don't know how old his kids are, but I do recognize that it is difficult.
It's a nice sky.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Kenneth Skalevic.
This one is my winner. I haven't even looked at them all. I don't know if there's more after, but this photo's amazing.
It is outstanding. What makes it amazing? Did you read through it?
Nope, didn't read through it.
Figure it out. But don't read through it. Figure out what makes it amazing. Besides the composition and whatnot, obviously.
Yeah,
what makes it amazing?
It's just it's got to be a long exposure just based on the water, but it just really adds something in this photo. So you've got such a nice sky, and you've got just the way the lights in the mountains or hills or whatever kind of, you know, reflect in the water, and just also just lend some extra interestingness to the image. But yeah, just how creamy the water looks, and you just kind of know that it's a long exposure, but done just right to get, you know, the evening sky exposure perfect. Like I love it. Like, and it says that, hey, not only is this a good image, but I am good. I'm good at this. You know?
Well, this is the thing, it screams, I'm better than you. That's what it says to us.
Yeah. And I love that feeling because I feel like I'm better than most people at most things.
Yes.
So I think it rings true with me. It's like, yes, if I had done this, I'd be like, yeah, I'm posting this. And guess what? I'm way better.
It's now called the One Hoser Show. You're out.
So yeah, great job, Kenneth.
Yes. And so for the details, it is F11 at a 20-second exposure.
Okay, didn't get that far, but you look at this
hand
photo.
Handheld, too.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
No, come on, Adam, it's not handheld. Yeah. No way.
This is a surgeon if they handheld this for 20 seconds. Yeah.
As a robot. If you handheld this, you don't have a heartbeat. So there's that. So this photo is obviously, this was taken on taken from Schola Buchten on the other side of Nordøsvannet. So, I mean, but you knew that. You didn't even read that part.
Yeah, I know those lights in those hills.
Yeah. Speaking of IKEA, boy, I butchered that. Those are both names of those. I had both of those bookshelves, by the way.
But it's the funny thing is, hadn't looked at all the photos. I just can't imagine someone besting this. But let's see. Yeah, it's
couple
pretty darn
close
good.
Though. And look what's next. If you just scroll right down, go from one boom to the next. Very similar elements from Frank
Pang. Yeah, and you know what? Panger, this is another really good shot. Pang has stepped up his game in the last couple of months, I feel. Like, he is having, like, winner after winner.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been a winner. Kenneth sort of...
Well, Kenneth was on another level this week or this month. So, yeah, tough to compete with that. But Frank, great photo. I love it. Another... beautiful evening sky. This one again feels familiar because this is from my neck of the woods and
chart house, right? Is he standing on the chart house?
I think he's gotta be. And you got like boats and water and just all good things, but just even the way the sky looks at this time of day feels familiar, you know, being close to where I live. So yeah, love it. Really, really good.
Look where the horizon line is.
Yep.
Breaking the rules. Go back up to Kenneth. Boom. Breaking the rules.
Yep.
I think that's it's a rule I've never agreed with, so good for you guys. If you scroll quickly between those and then the Lake Irondequois Bay,
you've
got some very similar elements across all three images.
Yeah, I definitely.
Well done. All right.
All good photos, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. For sure. All right, last up. Is New York Heart All. This one's really cool too.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. This is like, you know, again, camping. I guess this is the theme for, you know, this time of year and people doing it. But the starry sky and the dude with a helmet flashlight, sort of, I don't know, reaching up to the alien nation above, maybe. Like, I don't know. He's really. But either way, the sky looks amazing. Looks so good.
Those are stars.
Yeah.
I thought it was dust on the I'm an idiot. I'm lens. I thought it was dust on the lens.
Yeah, that would be a lot of dust.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh wow, you're gonna get eighth place this month. But no, yeah. now that you say it's that, now that's on me, Adam.
Okay. All right.
No, this was fantastic. Like the colors of the sky. I'm wondering where this was taken because you still have. I'm assuming that to be some sort of a light pollution in the like can't be the aurora borealis, right? In the bottom, like little hints of it. Because normally you would see the aurora borealis kind of letting up like patches of the sky.
Okay, so that's
probably
seems unlikely that that would be.
This reminds me of sort of a little bit when I was in Australia, like. Was not quite 20 years ago. I was camping with a group. We were surfing on a place called North Stradbroke Island.
Okay.
That's where we were. And so, we'd surfed all day, and in the evening, we're looking out, and you could see all the stars are amazing, but then just off in the distance, you could sort of see the light pollution coming from Brisbane, which sort of lit up the bottom part of the sky, but then the rest of the sky was this amazing stars. So, if this was taken on North Straddy, I'll be extremely impressed. Highly doubt it, though. Highly doubt it based on the way that the lay of the land looks to me.
Okay, please let us.
Well
know.
Done. Yeah, yeah, love the addition of the I only know it in German. What's the name of the headlamp?
Sure.
Sternlampe. You learned that today, Adam.
Great.
Well done. All right. Thanks everybody for submitting. Of course. Let's take a look at ours. So let's take a look at yours first up.
Golf.
Phil Mickelson hammering.
Yeah. This is one of our friends' kids. I was speaking last week.
That's not Jack. I thought that was Jack.
This kid is like 6'2". Yeah, that's not Jack. Yeah.
Well, I don't have any reference in the show.
That's true. Well, look, he's as tall as the trees. So
taller even.
It's big kid, yeah. So he's just hammering a drive. And this was just a one and done shot with the Fuji X100. And again, right. I threw it in the bag because I knew I was going to go golf and I knew it was a nice evening. And I thought, okay, when we get towards the end of our round, cause we were playing Twilight, we're going to get, you know, a nice looking sky and I'm going to take a shot and, you know, just waited for the right time of day and snap this. And of course he's a pretty good golfer. So he's got nice form. And I think I took like, I don't know, a burst of three or four shots through his swing. And I did it of each kid to see, you know, what would look the most interesting. And he had the nicest finish to his swing. So this is kind of a classic looking golf swing finish that for anyone that plays golf or recognizes what a nice golf swing looks like, the finishing like this, it's just nice to see that bend. And then I get a little lucky to get a perfect drive at the same time. So, you know, his head is...
Do I see the ball?
Yeah, the ball's perfect. Like he literally hammered... It's just above the shaft of his club. Go up, I don't know, a tiny bit, and you'll see it.
That was dust. Okay, no. You know, all kidding aside from my last horrible joke on the other photo being dust, I actually thought that was dust on my screen, but now I look at, yeah.
No, I hit perfect drive, so you can see the reference point in the middle of the fairway.
I did see the tee off to the left-hand side.
So you see the tee, but also you see in the middle of the, just underneath the horizon line, you see the 150 marker, which is that, you know, black and white stick. And then you look straight up, like it could not be a more perfect line that he hit that drive on. And nice. it's gonna far past that 150 marker. So yeah, and just try to balance the light and that's what the sky looked like. Just a really nice kind of gradient sky with the different colors going from the purpley pinks up to the blue. Love this time of year for this sky, this exact sky. Not a cloud to be seen. It was a beautiful night. Pretty hard to take a bad photo.
What did the kid's dad think of the photo?
Haven't sent it yet. I forgot about it. I showed him on the back of the LCD and I said, oh, this is a great shot. Just look at his pose. And then I forgot. And so when I pulled this photo up, because I knew I was going to use it, I'm like, I got to send this to his dad and to him. He'll like this as well. So really intended to do that, forgotten. Now I got to do it.
Great photo. What I think you might want to consider is when you do send it to him, experiment in Lightroom with a couple of the different presets, like the Provia or the whatever.
Sure.
And see if there's one that's gonna just really, one or two of them will really make like that contrast really pop. Nothing wrong with this one at all, but just to set it apart from anything else, and maybe just go with the original. Maybe just go with regular color if you like it, but definitely scroll through and check out what's gonna work. Like the chrome might work well in this one. It kind of mutes the colors sometimes. But overall, I mean, I think about this and think, like back when you were that age, what would you give to have a photo like this of you at that age?
Good question. I'll get back to you. A box of nerds.
Yeah, a box of nerds. Some Dairy Milks. all the candies that only exist in Canada. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
I don't think nerds exist outside Canada, man.
Oh, you should. Oh, they got to be in the U.S. They're delicious.
No way. I don't think they are.
They're tart.
I don't even know. Smarties are not the same in the States. I don't know if you know that.
Is it all M&Ms?
It's called something else. There's a candy called Smarties, but it's not what you think it is.
Okay.
Just like dish soap pooped in your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not joking. So, love the shot. Love the sort of subdued nature of all of it. And now makes me want to go golfing at Mayfair Lakes, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's Mayfair Lakes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Haven't been there in many, many years. 25 years, I bet. When I golfed there were no trees. Like it was honestly a brand new course, and they just planted all those.
Okay, they're full grown now.
There you go. Yay. And time marches on. All right, here's mine, taken at the lake from a couple of weeks ago. The evening sky, mostly reflecting in the water.
Right. Yeah. No, I like it. Is this all natural light or is there?
No.
I was going to say, something doesn't look natural to me here. My brain says there's a fake here.
Yeah. It would be the angle of the shadow, like on my kids, like on the eyes and stuff. Like it does say it. Now this was lit. Now here's the backstory on this one. This was like a couple nights into our camping trip. And the light, like the sky was doing some cool things. We thought, let's walk down. It's not very far. Let's walk right down to the lake and we'll snap a photo. And I had brought an off-camera flash and not even a wireless remote. I just bought the wired remote to plug in because it doesn't require batteries. It's just really simple to do. It's long enough. And my wife will just hold the flash if I need it. Mm-hmm. And that's how we'll do it. And I brought a full CTO to go with it, because I knew I would get a shot like this, and I like getting the sort of evening sky, sort of like kind of blue, and then offsetting it with the foreground in that sort of orange. And so that was the plan. So we walked down there, and I had, I thought, okay, well, we'll snap one, and I'll get just kind of set up, get it all dialed in exactly how I want it. And hey, kids, go stand down there, hold hands, look out at the lake, and as if this is what they'd be doing. They wouldn't just have their back turned, right? Like they'd be doing. So the plan was this was just a sample, and then we're going to actually take the photo.
Right.
What I did not anticipate was the absolute swarm of bugs that would devour all four of us instantly getting down here at the lake.
Okay.
We had not experienced that yet. And so, it was unbelievable. Like, nobody could sit still. It was just insane, all the bugs that were going on. So this was the one photo from this session, done. Walk away. We couldn't get a second one where I lined them up, had them do something interesting. This was it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I still like it. I still like all the colors.
Mm-hmm. Colors are good, but I don't know. I just, something about it said this, something's not right here. I felt like it was lit. The shadows, you're right, look like it's off in between them, like just how it falls off and how dark it is. And I just felt like, nah, something ain't right here. So I do like the colors though. And I think I'm maybe a little bit more critical with a photo like this than the average viewer, but I got you on this one.
No, you're right. It's what I would have done, what I would have preferred to do had we had a couple more minutes, is I would have had both my kids sit down that on the log, the little stump, hang their legs over. This is the scene of the crime where my shoes got stolen, by the way.
Okay. All right.
Although not yet. It was two days after this. This is the pre-crime part of it. This is where the... Yeah. So the whole Minority Report thing comes in. So I would have had them both sit down on that log, dangle their feet in the water, maybe throw some rocks or something like that, skip some rocks, and do something that made some sense.
Right.
And then also have adjusted my wife, her position, have my voice-activated light stand. Off to the left, there was a little spot where she could kind of get out towards the lake a little bit more and maybe shine the light back on them a little bit from an angle. Mm.
Yeah.
So it would have been less lighting up their back and more sort of a kind of a frontal light that would have sculpted them more versus just kind of hammering their shirts. But again, the bugs dictated. And yeah. I thought, well, no, I had many opportunity between then and now to shoot a different photo, like not at the lake but per se, but maybe here at home or something like that. And I purposely chose this one because there's a lot of good elements here. Was a lot of things you can learn from of what not to do.
Okay.
There you go. All right, that was our monthly challenge for August. Once again, thanks to everybody for submitting. We very much appreciate it. Challenge for next month, for September. I was inspired to make it a lot easier due to the only 8 entries this month.
Okay.
Okay, so the challenge for September is literally anything.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's not that.
That should get us 10.
Literally push this trigger on the shutter on your camera. Literally.
Right.
No. Literally, the challenge for September is window light.
Okay.
Everybody can do window light or some version of window light.
Sure.
Door light. I mean, I'll take door light as long as we can't see the door. It's just called window light. You get the idea.
Yeah.
So that's September challenge. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram. And we'll talk about that in October. Weird to say. Challenge for next week, as we alluded, I don't think we alluded, we just came out and said it earlier in the show, is back to school. Kids are going back. Some kids are obviously in the States are already back to school in places they can be. Your kids are going back on Tuesday, I'm guessing.
No, I think it's after next week. Yeah.
Right. Oh, sorry. This comes out Monday. So it's the following week though.
Yeah. I think it's the following week. Yeah.
It is a Tuesday though.
Okay. Sure.
Give me that. Well, Labor Day and then school. And my kids are back the following week. So I'll step up and we'll do a back to school photo, for next week. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
They can find it at adamschwartz.ca.
You can find mine at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.